The following shir has been presented by Harav Daniel Neustadt, Yoshev Roish of the Vat HaRabbanim of Detroit, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Mishnah Naf Memdalad Amar Aleph brings down Hashaisa Mayim Litzmo'oi Mevorech Sha'akal Nir Bedvoroi. If somebody drinks water because he's thirsty, so the Bracha Roshayna is Sha'akal Nir Bedvoroi. That should be the Bracha Roshayna before a person drinks water when he's thirsty. The Gemara says, Lafuke Mai, why does it add the word Litzmo'oi? It should have just said Hashaisa Mayim. So the Gemara says, La'afuke l'man d'chanakte umtze, that a person is being choked by a piece of meat or a piece of food that's stuck down in his throat. So such a person is drinking water not because he's thirsty, but he's doing it in order to remove the blockage in his throat. In such a situation, a bracha roshayna is not required. Now for shteitzich, you have to speak out that this person is not really choking. Chanakte sounds like he's being choking to death, and for shteitzich, you're not going to have to make a bracha at that point. You can't even make a bracha if you're choking. So the Gemara doesn't mean choking, but the Gemara means stuck. Something is nitka, something is stuck down his throat, any type of a food. A little bit of water will take it down. And in such a situation, a person does not have to make a bracha rishayna, nor, as the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam Paskin, he doesn't have to make a bracha achrayni either. This is not considered mayim, it's not considered an activity which requires a bracha, not before, not after. Now there's a number of practical halacha l'maisa that are negiah to us today, in addition to this situation when a person has something stuck down his throat and he drinks water to relieve it down. So first let's go through the klal that the poskim can speak about. What's the rule, what's the basic rule in these types of situations when a person is eating something, but he's not doing it really because he's hungry, he's not eating it because drinking it because he's thirsty, but he's doing it for a side reason. So Bemison in the poskim and in the Achrayim, there's a big debate whether or not Hilchas Brachas is dependent on the hanoah of the gorin and of the cheich, of the throat and of the palate. Do we care about the pleasure that you're having when the food goes down? Is that when is defined, considered a maisa achila, and therefore you would have to make a bracha? Or do we look at the hanoas me'ayim? Do we care about what happens down in the intestines, in the stomach, where the food ends up? So some say that you have to have hanoas me'ayim, and some say it's sufficient to have a noas goroin, and big debate, a lot of different people speak about this. Well, maskana, the halacha seems to be that we actually take into account both. Either a noas ma'ayim, or a noas cheikh, a noas of the palate or of the throat, it would be sufficient for a person to be chayv to make a bracha roshayna, and if he has enough of a shear, also to make a bracha achroina. So the situation is like this. Sometimes you have a situation that a person is hungry or is thirsty. So his ma'ayim are certainly in need of food. But the type of eating that he does gives absolutely no benefit, no pleasure to his throat. Let's say it's a piece of food that has zero ta'am, doesn't have a good ta'am, or even maybe it has bad ta'am, bad taste. Or maybe you have a person who is chas v'shalom not well, and he lost his sense of taste, and he feels absolutely no taste in the food. Aber lebeise, his ma'ayim, his stomach, his intestines are filled with the food. So if a state of the halacha lebeise, if there is, hanos ma'ayim is enough, and a person will have to be required to say bracha roshayna or bracha achrayna. The only exception to that rule is, if he has hanos ma'ayim, but he didn't have a ma'isa achila altogether. For instance, let's say he ate through a feeding tube. So that's not considered eating. Now, lebeise, the food didn't go down to his stomach. It is his intestines. He has his hunger is spilled, his thirst is satiated, and therefore you would argue that lebeise he has a nos me'ayim. And that the maskana of the poskim is that no, since it's no maisa achila whatsoever, so therefore on that there's no bracha at all. But if there is a maisa achila, even though he doesn't taste it, or he doesn't like the taste, or he has no shaykhis to the taste, nevertheless, anos ma'ayim alone will be sufficient to require a bracha. The flip side is also, what will be in a situation where a person is not hungry, is not thirsty, But he's eating and he's drinking because either because of medicine or because he's forced to do so. So this person has no anos ma'ayim whatsoever. His stomach, his intestines are not interested in the food. There is no desire or need for food to go down into his system. So there is no anos ma'ayim. Over there, the halacha will depend whether or not there is hanoas goreng. Does his throat, does his mouth, his palate, does that feel a taste of the food? So if the food tastes good, so then he makes a bracha, even though there's no hanoas ma'ayim, but there's still hanoas goreng. But let's say the food has no taste, and he's also not hungry, so then he has no hanoas goreng, and he has no hanoas ma'ayim. He does not have either hanoa. In such a situation, there is no shaychus to bracha whatsoever, and he reported from the bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. That's the basic klal, the basic rule that defines these halachas. So therefore, the halacha l'maisa will be, situation number one is what's mefurish in the Gemara, a person has something stuck down his throat. Water is a type of a food that doesn't have, a type of a drink that doesn't have any good taste. The only time, the only advantage of water, or the only attribute of water, is that it takes away one's thirst. If you're thirsty, there's nothing better than water. But it doesn't taste good, it doesn't have any taste whatsoever. So over here, there is no anos goreng, because it doesn't taste good. And there is no anos ma'ayim, because you're not hungry or thirsty. You are just doing it in order to remove the stuck, what's stuck in your throat. And therefore, bracha is not recited. Same halacha would apply if somebody has heartburn. And sometimes to take a drink of water removes the heartburn and doesn't hurt him anymore. So again, he's not thirsty for the water, he just does it to remove a pain in his abdomen. So in such a situation, he's not considered the situation of either a nos garn or a nos ma'ayim, and there's no bracha. Same halacha would be something which is very common nowadays. Sometimes people drink a lot of water and the next day is going to be a fast day, or let's say it's Erev Tisha B'Av, right before Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur begin, a person drinks a lot of water. He's absolutely not thirsty. Actually, he's not even enjoying drinking the water. But he needs to drink the water because supposedly having more water put into your system the day before will make you less dehydrated the next day. Or maybe you're traveling and you want to take water before you travel. Or sometimes the situation where the doctor or a dietitian tells a person that you need to drink 6, 7, 8 glasses of water a day in order to lose the weight, or for diabetes, or for whatever the medical condition might be. All of those situations is not considered anos goreng, it's not considered anos ma'ayim, there's no bracha rishona, there's no bracha achrona. Similar would be a nursing mother who right before she nurses needs to have a drink, because not because she's thirsty, but because that facilitates the nursing procedure. That's also not considered anah either way, and she would not recite a bracha rishona or bracha achrona over the drink of that water. But you have to speak out that, let's say the person is doing it for any one of those reasons that we mentioned, but he's also thirsty. So he's doing it for a dual reason. He's doing it because he's thirsty, and he's doing it because he has another motivation. In such a situation, since he's also thirsty, avada, he would have to recite the bracha. It's only in a situation where there is no thirst factor. He's entirely doing it for one of these other reasons that we've just specified. In such a situation, he would have to be recite an only situation where there need no bracha. Now, this halacha that we just said applies only to pure water. Certainly, if you have sweetened sodas, Coca-Cola, or other sodas like that, or juices, or tea, or coffee, all of those beverages, even if you're downing them, the reason why you're drinking them is really because you need to take a pill. You need to take a medication. You're not thirsty, but nevertheless, you have to take it because the medicine requires a beverage to be drunk with it. So over there, the halacha will change, and you would be required to recite a bracha before drinking those beverages, because they have tam, they have good taste. People drink them for their taste, not because of thirst, but people drink them for the taste. And therefore, anything which is tasty, even though there's no anos ma'ayim, but there's anos garen, and anos garen alone, the way we paskin, also would require a bracha rishona, and if you drink a shir, it will require also a bracha achrona. Whether or not seltzer is considered water, or seltzer is considered sweetened soda, it would depend on how a person drinks seltzer. If seltzer is just water to him, except it's a couple of bubbles flying in there, but he's in effect drinking water, so then it's water. But if he actually enjoys the seltzer, this is something that gives him a taste or something that he wants to drink because of the unique characteristics of a seltzer, so then it would have a halacha of sweetened soda, and therefore he would be required to recite a bracha. This is the halacha, and this is the way it's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting to note that there's a Shitas Yachid, which is the Shita of the Eshel Avram from the Bachacha in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. And over there he writes a Chiddush, which is against all the Paiskim. And he says that even though the Halacha is very clear concerning Bracha Roshayna, then in all these situations you do not recite a Bracha. But he says if you drink a Revius, then you should recite a Baron or Fashas afterwards, even though the drinking was not done with Smoy. That's what he writes. It's clear that Mechaira, what he writes, is beferish against the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says, when you drink mine, Shulchan Aruch Mitzvoy, so then you don't make a bracha Rishayna, or you don't make a bracha Achrayna. And the Shulchan Aruch is not mechalik whether or not a person drinks a revius, whether it doesn't say. So for the distinguish of the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, that even if you drink a revius, you would not have to recite a bracha Achrayna as well. It could be, based on what we said before, that the pshat in the Eshel Avram is that he feels that if a person drinks for those activities that we said before, let's say for the case of the Gemara, that it was chanakte umtze, that he's stuck something stuck in his throat, and because of that he needs to drink. So generally, a small drink will be enough to remove or to juggle that which is stuck in the throat and get it down. Same thing for a person who swallows a drink of water in order to swallow a pill. So how much water do you need to swallow a pill? A little bit of water, an ounce of water, maybe 2 ounces of water maximum is sufficient for a person to swallow in order to be able to swallow the pill. So therefore, no bracha achrayna is recited. But if this person drinks a whole revis, so the Eshel Avram is timing that that's behechrich, he's doing it more than just for the chanakta umtza. He's doing it more than just for the refuah or for the other side benefits. He is actually thirsty. Sometimes you're thirsty without even knowing. And once you began to drink the water, you feel that your thirst is being satiated and you're enjoying the water. So how do you tell? How can you tell if you're thirsty? And that's if you're thirsty, you're thirsty. But if you can't tell, so the Eshel Avram is telling us that if you drink your revius, behechrich, you really are thirsty. Because that's why you're sarangigang and you went down, you were able to swallow a ganze revius. You must have enjoyed it, maybe consciously, maybe subconsciously, but therefore you would have to, the point is that this becomes now looks amoy, maybe without your knowledge. If this is the pshat in the Eshel Avram's piece, halacha, so then it would come out that in the situation where the doctor says, for instance, that a person has to drink 8 glasses a day of water for his medical condition, or let's say before a fast, that a person drinks a few cups of water before the condition. Over there could be even the Eshel Avram would be maida, that even though you are drinking your revius plus, you still will not have to make a bracha. Because over here, clearly your kavana is to drink more than revius, but clearly shalei l'shem tzama, not for the purpose of thirst. You're doing it in order because you are needed for the next day, not thirsty. You're declaring you're not thirsty, you're doing it clearly for a reason. So it's unclear exactly what the kavana of the Eshel Avram was. The basic halacha doesn't follow him anyway. If a person wants to be machmir, so maybe he should have another food in order to be yaitzin that shita, but the ikar halacha is that something brachas lahakal, and we don't follow the shita of the Eshel Avram when lechayetz it's mefurish against the Shulchan Aruch.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.